It is the radio segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Arkansas. An 18-year-old named Carter Pyle recently called the cops after he locked both sets of keys in his car, his regular set and his backup set. Apparently, it was a slow day because a cop actually showed up to help him out, which was nice. But while they're trying to open the door, which took a while, the police were finally able to get it open. And when they did, out came three bags of drugs.
Oh.
What?
Oh,
man, why did
all
I right. put it right at the door?
That's why he was so forgetful.
After questioning, Carter admitted that they were his, and unfortunately for him, his gym bag had even more drugs there, too.
Wow. Okay.
So now he's facing charges for possession with intent to deliver. And afterwards, he told the police that he probably should have considered AAA instead because they're a lot less likely to report your illegal activity.
Yeah. And AAA's like, thank you for the plug.
Yep.
Yes.
This next laser story is out of Kushan, China. There's a 36-year-old guy who's only been identified as Zhang. And between 2015 and 2017, he got married to three different women and had at least one kid with each of them.
Oh, wow. My God!
That was, that was some
busy.
A lot of time. Yeah.
None of them knew about each other, even after Zhang moved all three into apartments less than a mile apart, so it'd be easier to hop back and forth.
Oh my God, this is a horrible way to live.
Sounds stressful.
Yes.
Also, he runs a successful real estate business, so he could afford to support all three families, and that helped him explain being away for long stretches of time by saying that he was going on business trips.
Right, 1 week with Nick's baby, one week with this kid.
Anyway, one of his wives finally caught him last year and reported him to the police, and all three women were shocked. After all the emotions wore down, they all said he was a really good husband, and one even said that he would always do the dishes after dinner.
Oh,
super
wow.
nice.
Sounds like a perfect
so
guy.
So they're considering keeping him.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
Now he's going to jail for 2 years for polygamy, but what does he think about everything? He says that he doesn't want to be apart from all the wives. In fact, he wants to go down to just one wife. And which one? He said, quote, I will see which one is the least angriest when I get out. And work on her first.
Whichever one will take me back.
Yeah. He's got three options, so hopefully one of them will. Good luck, Zhang. This next laser story is out of Saskatchewan, Canada. There's a guy whose real name is Dave Assman. And he's upset because he tried to get his last name on his license plate, and the government said no.
Aw, come on.
As for Dave Assman, he says he's proud of his name and says, quote, it's my last name. I've always had it. I'm not ashamed of it. There's nothing bad about it.
Wow.
He's appealing the decision to block the plates, but he's optimistic. And by the way, he pronounces it Osman.
Of course he does, yeah.
So he hopes the judge will reconsider his final decision. This next laser story is out of invention world. Have you ever woken up hanging halfway off the bed because somehow your significant other managed to shift themselves across two-thirds of the bed during the night?
Mm-hmm.
And this is for you. The car company Ford just invented a bed that stops one person from hogging too much space.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
The bed has sensors in it that detect where both people are sleeping. And if one person crosses the 50% mark, the mattress gently moves them over with a conveyor belt and giving you your space back.
I was hoping it'd be more like an airbag and they'd get slammed up against the wall or something.
Unfortunately, they just made the bed as part of a promotion for the lane assist features in their cars, but maybe if enough people demand this bed, it can become a real thing. Text in 78592. Would you want a bed that would move your significant other over with a conveyor belt in the middle of the night? This next laser story is out of the land of retail. The trendy clothing store Urban Outfitters has done it again. They just released a new item that is sure to have all of the hipsters buzzing. For just a mere $40, you can now buy a set of 5 assorted comedy VHS tapes from the 90s.
What? For $40?
For $40, that's it.
What are you going to play them on?
You can pick up sets of hits like Waterboy, A Night at the Roxbury, Office Space, National Lampoon's Vacation, and Heathers.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Straight
90s. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
details are vague about exactly which movies you'll receive for parting with your hard-earned $40, but the website says the following. Each set is unique and iconic, Don't worry, there are no duds in this batch.
Is anyone else thinking, like, wait, should I have not gotten rid of all my VHS tapes?
Are
like,
they gonna make
is this
going to
thing? Is yeah. this, am I, did I miss out on my
for hipsters, for sure.
I love it how it's not high def.
I know.
You yeah. know what I mean?
Isn't this funny, guys? We're watching VHSs tonight. This is funny. Yeah.
Look how it fits into the screen.
So ironic. How ironic are we? Where's my mustache, Max? If $40 is too much, they're offering a second option for cash-strapped customers for interest-free installments of $10.
Oh,
you can make payments on those VHS tapes.
So you're investing in VHS, essentially. Yep.
Never thought I'd say that.
Yes.
Next laser story is out of parent headquarters. It looks like all parents are hoarders, whether they want to admit it or not. Mm-hmm. A new study found the average parent will hold on to 1,293 keepsakes from their kid's childhood.
They don't need in the first... Three years of life? Because I'm pretty sure I have that much already for my children.
I found teeth at my parents' house.
You did?
I'm like, what are these teeth doing in your drawer? Like, that's your baby teeth. I'm like, you keep my teeth still?
Yeah.
Are
that's
you kidding me?
Yeah, creepy. They put them in their mouth. Try them
out. I hope not. I stopped talking after that.
75% of the things that people keep are photos.
Aww.
And that's not including digital photos, which means the average parent has multiple shoeboxes filled with nearly 1,000 photos tucked away somewhere in their house.
Yeah.
And 53% of parents in the survey said that they wish they'd saved even more things. Here's a breakdown of all the stuff that parents keep. The average parent hangs on to 964 photos, 34 videos and home movies, 29 art projects, 28 children's books, 26 drawings, 26 toys, 25 awards from school, 23 items of clothing, 22 report cards,
dang.
20 trophies or ribbons, and 16 jerseys from teams that they were on as a kid.
Wow.
Okay.
Maybe
all
my parents don't love me that much.
Yeah, right? That's a lot of stuff.
They just got my teeth. That's about it.
In fact, 4 in 10 parents admitted that they're saving all those keepsakes just so they can give it back to their kids later in life. So
which, like, by the way, parents, we don't want it.
No.
My mother-in-law keeps giving me all of my husband's stuff from when he was a baby. I'm like, what am I going to do with 3 boxes of really old baby clothes that are kind of nasty?
It's just that they feel bad throwing it away, so they just want to give it to you so you can throw
it
away.
Point,
and then he won't let me throw it away. I'm like, what are we going to store these with your basketball card collection upstairs that's worth nothing?
I know, this guy keeps every single shoe that he's ever bought.
Should be a big closet.
Yeah, big closet. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again. Same time on Wednesday.